Hello and welcome to the Darmalars. This is a very special edition of the Darmalars. This is Ralph, and with me is nobody. I am recording on Tuesday morning, and we have a lot of calls this week on the Lars line. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play those on this episode, because the day after tomorrow, Ben and I, along with several of the Darmalars fans, are going to be in Comic-Con doing our special report on the Lost panel. It's going to be a long show. It's going to be kind of live. It'll go up about an hour after it's recorded, and you'll hear everything that we have to say about the Lost panel, what happened, and everything in Comic-Con in general. So since that show is going to be so long, I didn't want to have to hold these calls for the following week, because we'd end up with a Lars line segment that was about an hour. So anyway, without further ado, let's take it away to all of you guys in this Lars line special. And I will see you guys in San Diego.
Hey, Ben and Ralph, it's Mike. I just wanted to say thank you, Ralph, for the wonderful shout-out, even though it was hidden. And Ben, please give out a review of the HD version of Phantom of the Opera. I'm a somewhat fan of that. And I'd like to hear more about HD movies, if there's that much difference between HD and just regular DVD. Thanks for podcasting so well. And I've seen those finger paintings you bring home, and they suck.
Hey, what's up, Lars? This is Jay from L.A. With my movie review, as they say. So I went to go see the Henry of Papa, and it was okay. It wasn't a lot of big fights in it to me, not enough, rather. So, I mean, it was all right. So then, okay, that's that, you know, it was cool. The other movie I went to go see after that was Transformers. From what I saw of it, was great. You know what I'm saying? I fell out when they was doing the whole thing with Bumblebee. I didn't wake up until somebody was talking, you know, and pretty much showed the outcome of the story. So I pretty much missed the major part of the movie. Okay, but it's understandable because I woke up at work like a 12-hour damn day, and then the fucking I only got like I didn't even go to sleep. I only had like 2 hours to wind down till we went to the 9:30 showing of Henry Potter. So there you go. So anyway, but no, I called really besides my review. Two awesome sticks, I give it, each of them. They were pretty good. Okay, so I'm calling about this trailer, okay? If you have not seen the trailer, it came on right before the Transformers movie. I'm trying to hurry up because I'm actually back at work. So right before the Transformers started, there was this trailer called 11808, all right? And I'm pretty sure you guys talked about it or whatever. So the damn thing is, just in case you didn't, it starts off with this guy named Rob having a going away party or whatever, and it's, you know, it's everybody's partying, and it's being shot by a video camera via his best friend. So everybody's talking, he's going to Japan or whatever, and they can't believe it. All of a sudden the lights flicker, and you hear some kind of coming from the background. Then you see... everybody piling outside, the cameras cutting and jumping and everything. Then you see, you know, everybody, you hear all these just mumbling and talking, so the guy's like, You know, like, oh man, it shot fire from his mouth. And then you hear one guy say, a pigeon look like a lion. And then, you know, so everybody's like, whoa. Then all of a sudden it pans over and says, whoa, what was that? You hear this, aah! And then the damn thing, you see something like explodes in the middle of the damn city. It's a big-ass fireball. And you see these parts shooting off from whatever hell was blowing up. Then, like, it just so happens that it lands on their block and people are running scared. And then right after the last second, you see it's the face of the Statue of Liberty. And you're like, oh, shit. And then you hear, aah! And then it says 1-18-08, okay? And then, but then right before it says 1-18-08, it says J.J. Abrams, Life Lost Tie-In, right? So the damn thing is, spoiler, if you don't think you, I think I know what it is. You can go on the Internet Movie Database on the computer. They don't even say what the hell it is, but I think I know what it is. I think because they said fire from a damn mouth, and then one guy said, I think it's a lion, it's a lion. Just because I heard that, I think it's Voltron, damn it, the live action of Voltron. Go figure. So you might say, well, the guy name wasn't Rob, and they wasn't in New York. I think it's different. The guy probably wasn't named Rob, but there were like seven different Transformers cartoons. I mean, Voltron cartoons, like seven different. And then, the thing about it, one of them actually came to Earth. So, go figure. They can change the name. All right, guys. That's all I got. Love the podcast. Keep it up. All right, late. Hopefully, y'all got the 360. You're going to get Rock Band. Because it looks awesome. All right. Late.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. Tyler from Florida. Saw Transformers this past Saturday. It was amazing. You guys were totally right. Favorite scene in the movie was when Megatron and Optimus were flying through that one building. That was pretty sweet. Can't wait for the second and third. And I don't know if y'all saw that preview before it of the new J.J. Abrams movie coming out. I guess was it January 18th. That looks very interesting. Can't wait to find out what that's all about. The Comic-Con podcast was great. Very helpful information. I hope one day I can be able to go to Comic-Con. Taking too much time off work as it is, so this year's not going to happen. So can't wait to hear you guys report on that. You guys are talking about Futurama, which I am a huge fan of Futurama, and you're talking about David X. Cohen and what his middle name, his middle initial was, being X. Well, actually, he was born David S. Cohen. But when the show was unionized in 1998, he was forced to change his name because there was already a David S. Cohen in the Writers Guild of America, and they don't allow members that same name. So he changed his middle initial to X, thinking it was more sci-fi-ish, and that he would be remembered as David Cohen with the X. That would make him remembered by people more. Just thought that'd be helpful information to you. Sorry about getting all tongue-tied. Been a long day working. Well, I can't wait for the At Comic-Con podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, y'all. It's Brian Kincaid from Omaha, Nebraska, Barry Woods Mall. What's up? Sorry, I'm out of breath a little bit because I just ran. I'm in the mall running the kiosk today, and just ran outside. I'm taking my 15-minute break, calling into the Darmler and say, what's up, y'all? Brian Kincaid. I know you guys are at Comic-Con, or if that happened already, and welcome back. But if it didn't happen, then hope have a good time. But when you guys get back from Comic-Con, I got to say, you definitely have to put this on your calendar. Come do your podcast from Omaha, Nebraska, Barry Woods Mall. Come down here. You can, like, set up. We have, like, a internet phone line, like, straight into the kiosk, like, in the mall. So you can, like, set up your laptop or whatever, and you can do some podcasting, broadcasting to the World Wide Web or whatever you do, and it would be awesome because I could do like my Brian Kincaid entertainment section. Actually, if you came to Omaha, it could be like Don Lars podcast hosted by Brian Kincaid. You two could be like my special guests. Ralph and Ben could be like special guests on the Brian Kincaid show podcast. Slam dunks for everyone. Bam, bam, slam dunk, slam dunk. That would be my catchphrase. So it could probably even be called slam dunks, but anyway, if you guys ever come out to Omaha, Nebraska, now, don't, we can't do it this weekend coming up because we all know what the day is. So, what is it, July 21st, 2007, it's a big day for everyone. So, you know, what I got planned is my big wiffle ball tournament, yeah! So, that's going on at Brookhaven Park, like, all weekend. So, that's probably, like, the biggest news story of July 21st. It's probably the wiffle ball tournament. So, it's probably going to be on all the newspapers, probably get some national coverage out of it, too, because we almost won last year, and my team is the Marauders. Look out, wiffle ball, yeah, slammed up. So, pretty much can't do anything on that weekend. But let me get back to what I'm calling about. So, I got to say, first off the bat, I want to say something to, is her name Cameron? Cameron from Canada, Toronto, Canada, Cameron. She's like, get out of the 90s, you and your faxes. But look, I was under the impression, whenever I call the Dharma Large line, or the Large line, whatever, it says, like, right when you pick up the phone, it says Ralph's voice. It says, leave a message and we'll play it back or will we? But then the automatic voice says, leave your fax on the machine. And I was like, what? They only accept faxes. So I don't myself own a fax machine. I had to go down to Kinko's, FedEx Kinko's, on Wiremere Boulevard. And I was like, hey, I need to use a fax machine. And I went ahead and faxed it, not knowing that you could leave a message. So I faxed the thing because I was like, "What? Who accepts faxes?" And then I was like, well, maybe I can leave a message too. So that's where the hilarious confusion came from there. So Cameron, sorry, your disc doesn't stick on me. Slam dunk, slam dunk. So that's pretty much what I have to say about that. Second note of businesses that I have is to say that I went and saw a couple movies, and I saw a movie called The Third Live Trying, which was awesome. But I have a bone to pick, not with you guys, but I want to ask a question to all the Dharma Lodge listeners out there, because I've been listening to this podcast. I hate this podcast guts. I hate it so much. It's called Jordan, Jesse, Go. I don't know how I stumbled upon this, but it's called Jordan, Jesse, Go, and it's so annoying that I can't stop listening to it, and I hate it so much. But on this podcast, this most previous week, they review the movie, Die Hard or Live Trying, and one of the guys, I think his name is Jordan, they call him Jordan, he says, he gives his review, and it sounds suspiciously like Ben's review that he gave like a month ago. And I was like, wait a second, Jordan, Jesse, Go, you stop right there, because I think you just stole some material. I went back and listened to Ben, and it does, it sounds like he stole whatever Ben said about the additional dialogue recording is what they call ADR in the business. I have some friends in the industry. My man Charles Dickerson, like a small actor, a stage actor here in Omaha, but he's been in two movies called The Final Minute and The Mind's Eye. He tells me that additional dialogue is a real thing, ADR. So anyway, what Ben said, like a month ago, this guy named Jordan, they call him, I think he just stole it right off there. So Ben, I know that you have to be objectionable, and you can't say that you love or hate any podcast, but I got to say out there, if anybody else hates this podcast as much as me, you know that I'm like a true Dharma Layers fan, and I post on the blogs and MySpace and all that stuff. So if you hate it too, just say, oh, Brian Kinkhead, I hate that podcast too, and I can't stand it. So, but the thing is, I can't stop. Well, Dharma Layers, it's Brian Kincaid again from Barry Woods Mall. I almost said Barry Woods Mall from Brian Kincaid, but that would have been false. But it's Brian Kincaid. Still on my break. I have like 10 minutes left. I went ahead and had to call back because the answer machine just went ahead and shut up on me. So I was like, excuse me. But anyway, I guess I got like 5 minute mark on the answer machine. And it was like, if you're satisfied with your message, press 1. So I went ahead and pressed 1 and called back because I got business I have to take care of. I have a couple more things that I have to get to. One being that I have been tuning into this television program called Rock of Love, and it's a Brett Michaels show on VH1. And I got to say, oh my God, these women are just, they're just on there talking about bosoms for like an hour. And I'll tune into this. I was like, what? I mean, wait a second, what? I'm going to rewind this on my DVR, activate, yes, I rewind, and it's like, just these women looking haggard, talking about bosoms the whole time, and here's what I have, a little secret for everybody out there in podcast land. I think Brett Michaels is bald. I think he wears that bandana, and the hair is attached to that bandana, because even when he wears hats, he's got that bandana on, that red bandana. I know all of you guys have seen and know what I'm talking about. And the weird thing is the crazy thing is, the girl that he thinks looks the hottest out of all of them girls looks just like CeCe DeVille. That's right. Pick up that guitar and talk to me, CeCe, because it looks just like CeCe DeVille. And I think there's something physically and mentally wrong with that. And I think if he delves deep down into his psyche, it's got something to have to do with CeCe DeVille stroking that guitar for how many ever years they were up on their stage going ahead and doing that Poison thing, because I think it's just bizarre. And let me tell you this, right after that show on VH1 is a show called Scott Baio. It's 45 and single. And I have a question out there for everybody else in podcast land. I know that Ralph and Min can't answer this question because they have to be objectionable. But how adorable is Scott Baio? Yeah, slam dunk, slam dunk. That's right. It's just a funny show, and I like watching it just as much as I like watching Victoria Posh Beckham Spice. Her show on NBC was really funny, and I think that she's a chick that I would actually definitely like to hang out with. I just can't figure out which one is, that's right, David Beckham and Posh Spice. So, my break is almost up at Barry Woods Mall, represent. But anyway, I have a whistle ball tournament to go to this weekend, so if you don't hear from me on the blogs and whatever, just hit me up on MySpace, and if anybody's interested in playing on the whistle ball team, I'll ask our team captain if there's any openings. So if anybody else wants to get in on that and you're in the Omaha, Nebraska area or the tri-state area, which is all those states all combined, so just go ahead and give me a call. Now, I'm going to get back to work right now, and if I think of anything else, I'll give you a call back on the Lawyers Line. So, Ralph and Ben, what up? Slam dunk.
Hey, guys. My name is Brady. I called last week about Brick and how awesome it was. Sorry, I forgot to leave my name. You guys also added me on Netflix. Thank you very much. It's Braden on Netflix, you know, full names and all, Benjamin. Just wanted to say, like, I agree with you on that Brick. I don't think it could be any better than it is, even if it had a budget of something Spielberg-sized with $100 million, because Brick, to me, is just an example of a good movie that is made with the fundamentals of what we need for a movie: good actors, good story, and a good director. And that's just basically all you need, and it shows today that that can still be done, and you don't need $100 million to do it. And I really loved it, and I honestly, after, you know, thinking about it, it might be my favorite movie. This the director of it, Rian Johnson, I'll definitely watch anything that he does after this. And speaking of things he's done, he has a very short filmography, but the only other one he has done that I can see is a movie called Evil Demon Golf Ball from Hell, which if you go onto the IMDb for it, there's a link where you can watch it that goes to YouTube. Just put in YouTube Evil Demon Golf Ball from Hell. It's kind of funny. Not as good as Brick, but I like it. You know, it's really cool. Ralph, I agree with you too, that the music is really great. I'm not huge into music. I'm more of a visual person. I could probably go deaf, and I wouldn't even know it, except that I would really miss your podcast then. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say. And that guy from Nebraska, that was really funny. He had to be pranking you guys. He couldn't have been serious about leaving Transformers. That was just too funny. Okay, love the show. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Paul from Hollywood, Florida. I just wanted to say thanks for the Comic-Con primer, and I just was listening to your last podcast, and I love the bowling story. and I guess I have something similar. I live in Hollywood, Florida now, but I grew up in Cleveland, and I guess it's part of your birthright and the life order of things. You learn how to walk, then you bowl, and then you toilet train. Heck, I think I learned how to eat chips with my non-bowling hand before I toilet trained. But living in Florida, I haven't really, bowled much until I moved to Hollywood and now live down the lane, or live down the street from a bowling alley, lanes. And my kids have been real, curious. They've been bowling right now with the Wii. And they got curious for real bowling, and they wanted to see what that was all about. And we went, and it was just funny because they were pissed they couldn't whip the ball, like a 10-pound ball for them, down the lane as fast as they could on the Wii game. And me with a 16-pound ball, I feel your pain. The next day, my shoulders, my wrist, my forearm, my fingers. Heck, the next day I looked in my feet and my right foot was black. And I'm not talking about like that I wore black socks or some funky rental shoe that bled its dye. No, I'm talking about like some kind of pooling of subcutaneous blood or whatever that luckily dissipated after a few days. Otherwise, I was thinking I'd have to do like some sort of amputation. But I'm feeling you. I could have probably needed the breakfast after that. But love the Simpsons show too. My favorite Simpsons quote, I think, that I always bring up in a sort of a non sequitur, in conversation, and excuse the impersonation, but your gargantuan cone is making a mockery of my success policy is always a fun one. And I guess you mentioned Ralph Wiggum before, and my favorite Ralph Wiggum quote is, it tastes like burning. I love that, I've grown up with The Simpsons. My kids now, watch The Simpsons regularly and all the, both the reruns and the live stuff. And they're quoting it as well. And my wife, it's funny, they picked up on, after my wife does the dishes, which is a good thing, she sort of walks out of the kitchen with her, I can only describe it as maybe some Frankenstein move, but it reminds me of Mr. Burns, and she has water dripping from her fingers, and now the kids picked up on it, and we all sort of like say it in unison, almost as on cue, when she comes out of the kitchen like that, and they just all go, excellent. So it's definitely become part of our family fabric. And anyways, have fun at Comic-Con, and unfortunately, I guess my plans were I'm not going, so it's sort of depressing, but I'm living vicariously through you. But looking forward to hearing from your next podcast from Comic-Con, and go Dharma Army.
Hey, guys, it's your number one fan from Nebraska. I was just watching Big Brother 8 last night after I transformed my evening, and that was amazing. And then I decided to watch Transformers again because I love female doggies. But then, when he decided to urinate on that man with his robot lubricant, I drew the line there because being urinated on is not fun. Trust me, I know. Well, guys, gotta go. Robot lubricant. Bye.
Ben, this is Amy in Little Rock. I just wanted to let you know that today in the mail, I got my brand new Lars t-shirt, and I'm wearing it right now, and I'm in fucking pain, because as soon as I was getting into my car, I leaned back, and something fucking bit me. It was like a fucking, I don't know, a wasp or a friggin' hornet, I don't know, but it got up and it flew away, and it feels like something just took like a giant chunk of flesh out of my back, and it stings really bad, but it's not your fault, it's just your shirt and thought of you guys, so I'm not going to complain. But it fucking hurts right now. I don't know what... Oh, God. All right, I got to go. I love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Lars. Dharma Lars. Laska Brad calling in. First time, long time. Anyways, hey, I just wanted to share my Simpsons moment. One of the funniest little just side things that I really enjoyed. Homer sitting on the couch with a beer, and you know, his beer belly's like sticking out from underneath his shirt, and he's vegging out on TV. And this commercial's on about this cruise, and the guy's like, imagine making bacon on the beach. And then I think the camera goes back to Homer, and he's got that thought bubble where he's in frickin' shorts on his knees with a little fire and a frickin' fire frying pan cooking bacon on the beach. I thought that was so freaking funny because it's typical, you know, it's like, let's see, food, yeah. Anyways, hope Comic-Con goes well for you. I'm jealous. And take care. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Brady again, listener 24601. I got a joke for you. Hope you guys like it. How many ADD kids does it take to change a light bulb? You want to go ride bikes? All right, bye.
Hey, Ben and Ralph, I just wanted to chime in on Ben's review of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And I'd wipe my ass with the wand and put it as far down as I possibly can, because it was fucking terrible. Anyone who has read the book cannot walk out of that movie and be wand sideways, Ben. Grow some freaking balls, the movie was fucking terrible. Sorry to geek out here for a moment, but the whole end of the book was about no one hearing the prophecy, and Dumbledore having to tell Harry what the prophecy was. But in the stupid movie, the prophecy was heard in the Department of Mysteries, so the friggin' Death Eaters heard the prophecy, so Voldemort knows what the prophecy is now, and it's just stupid, because, and there was a whole, like, 75 pages of Harry and Dumbledore talking about the prophecy and everything that's happened in the past four books, or five books or whatever, and it was 30 seconds in the movie. The movie was, oh, I can't even begin to imagine to tell you how pissed I was at that whole movie. They cut out McDougus Fletcher. They only had friggin' the stupid elf in the Black's house for like a minute creature in it for like 2 seconds, and he was wicked funny, and I'm just very angry, and then just unleash on this movie. Ralph, go see the movie, because you will extremely hate it, and I want to hear some rage on the Lars about Harry Potter and how they raped the Jesus out of the fifth book. But it's good to see today the new book comes out, man. Don't be
off. Hey, Ben and Ralph, I got cut off. Still, this is Mike again, ranting about Harry Potter. Yeah, it was just terrible. It was so bad. They focus on one stupid aspect of the book and made it into the movie. It was rubbish. So Ralph, go see it so you can rant about it and rage. Yeah, have fun time at Comic-Con. Can't wait to hear all about it. Wish I was there. Yeah, rock on. Bye.
With God as my witness, monkey, you are not going to infect this town with your filthy virus.
Damalaz. It's Brady, listener, 24601. I watched Top Secret this weekend while you guys were having fun at Comic-Con. I'd like to go maybe next year. I thought it was funny. It was just kind of like a silly movie, you know. Yeah, it didn't strike me as being like really good, but if you're into those kind of sight gags like Airplane and things like that, it was just fun. Like you're always caught off guard by it. Like the German guy walking up to the phone and he just picks it up, and it's a huge phone. It's not a perspective thing. You know, it's just like you don't see him coming. That's what I like about it. Yeah. Okay, it was a good movie. Thanks for the recommendation. I enjoyed it.
Humans rule. Dolphins can suck it.